Welcome back to Love Talk and Slow Jams with your girl Lamore Sinai. I know it has been a while since I've actually came on here and spoke to you, and I do apologize once again. I'm always apologizing for not speaking to you because honestly, without you guys, none of this would even be possible. And I have so many ideas and so many things that I'm going through right now, and I really want you to be a part of it. You know, I always ask you for feedback. I ask you to check out my website. I ask you to check out my Instagram. I ask you to check out every single thing, every platform, just to contact me if you have any questions or you want to comment on something. Recently, on Sunday, July 22nd, I celebrated my 28th birthday. And this year, for my 28th birthday, I decided to bring it in sober. And it wasn't like I brought it in sober because I was forced to or anything like that. I honestly brought it in sober because literally, I want to enjoy life now. And I've realized drinking is fun sometimes, but you don't grasp everything that when you go out, you're supposed to enjoy the moments when you're out, not wake up the next day wondering what happened or I got a hangover or, you know, things like that. You know, you get tired of it at a certain age and a certain point in your life. And I really decided to spend this birthday sober. I wanted to soak in everything and everyone who helped me celebrate. I wanted to come into this year with a new clear mind and really focus on what's important to me and what's important to my life and what it is that I need to get done. As you all know, I spent my birthday in California this year. All the years I've lived in California, I never spent a birthday in California. Like, going back and forth, this will be my second birthday. I won't lie to you. I've been back and forth in California since I was 18 years old, but this will be the second birthday I actually spent in California. And also, exciting news, I am moving back to California in the next month or so. And I'm super, super, super excited. And honestly, like I said, you know, I want to keep you guys posted on everything that I'm doing and everything that's happening with my life. I met some really interesting and cool people that helped me. You know, when you sit still and you stop fighting life. You have to stop fighting life. And when I say stop fighting life, you have to just embrace it and take it for what it is and enjoy the moments that you have, because life is so short and you never know when it's your time, or you never know when the person next to you is their time and stuff like that. And we seem to take advantage of life and we seem to not think of the importance of life. And I really, this past month, maybe almost 2 months, I have decided that, you know, drinking just wasn't something that I wanted to do. Even to the point where now I am practicing celibacy. And like I said, I'm not saying you got to do all this to get blessed in this, that, and the third. I just had to do it because I had to get to my true self, and I wasn't being my true self. I was, you know, just living like we all do. You might date somebody and you might sleep with them and, you know, you might enjoy that partner and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, for me to get back to my true self, I had to cut out all the unnecessary things, you know, that, but let me tell y'all really quick, I'm not giving up food. I'm not. That's what I'm not giving up. I was around all vegans this week and I just, you know, almost died because I needed to eat. No, but seriously, like, but you gotta know what's right for you. You gotta know what is gonna help you and what you can manage and what you can get through. And you really have to push yourself. You really do have to push yourself. And honestly, I'm very grateful for this experience that I experienced this week. So I currently work for a company right now and they're selling the building. We don't know if they're going to keep our management company or not, but I started looking elsewhere because next year I was going to go back to California anyway. I ended up finding a position in Cali, a great position. It anybody would have jumped at the opportunity to take this position, and I declined because in my spirit, in my soul, it wasn't right for me. I talked to God numerous times throughout 2018, 2017, and I let him know that, you know, I'm ready for the next step and the next level that you have planned for me. Basically, when I say that, it goes forth to say he has a bigger vision for me. And what is normal, who knows? You know, everyone's definition of normal is something totally different. And I lost myself trying to appease everybody else and make everybody else happy. And it wasn't that I lost myself as far as I lost my beliefs, but I literally started getting drained because everybody was sucking all my energy and I didn't have enough energy for myself. And I just, you know, have a lot of life things going on, you know, personal family things and just different things. And it gets to a point where you have to understand that, hey, take a step back, breathe, recite the conversations you have with God and go from there. And I had plenty of conversations with him that this would be my last year working for a company, a corporation, a boss. This would be my last. And I want to set my own schedules. I want to do my own things. And, you know, and I know I have it in me. I'm a hustler by nature. I know how to get it. I have too many survival skills. And so with that to say, I have something that I'm working up, the launch date. I'm like super excited. Hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, the launch day will be in September, no later than October 1st. And I'm just super excited. I'm not going to tell you what it is as of now. But it's dope. It's really dope. And it's going to bring a lot of, you know, I just want to bring something to the table where people can feel good about themselves, you know. But enough with the sappy stuff, you know, because this is just me expressing my 28th and just how happy I am. And people, and you know, it's crazy because people notice and they're like, oh my God, you're just like so vibrant and just so like, and you know, because I learned you can't fight with life. If you fight with life, life is going to kick your ass. You know how many times I try to fight with life and I got my ass kicked each time. But when I let it go and I just say, I trust the universe, I trust God, I trust everything that's going to happen because my life was mapped out before I even came on this earth. And I have that much faith and that much trust even when something doesn't go my way. I'm blessed. And I can honestly say I'm not fighting with life anymore. Life is life. Life is what you make it. And I'm making the best of my life. And I'm actually living my life and I'm being happy and I'm like super happy. I'm ecstatic. I'm waking up ecstatic. And, you know, like I said, I'm just happy to be back in California. I'll be back to visit the East Coast. But once I'm gone and everything's packed up, I'm gone. But I will start posting videos on my website. Once again, amorsdiary.me. And just for the people that really, you know, because on that site you see a lot of writing, so you have to do a lot of reading. And I know people sometimes don't have time, but I know y'all enjoy when I'm talking to you. So we're gonna, you know, start doing stuff like that. Actually, I have something else in the mix too, which I'm going to be asking a lot of my followers to actually join me in this. And especially the ones that I know have the skill to be great and will be great in this production. But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I just wanted to express to you that with life you evolve, you align yourself with the things and the people in the way that you see your life. And I'll be honest, I'll tell you, when you leave some of them friends alone and you leave some of that family members alone and
you leave the partying alone and stuff like that, and you honestly do things where you see how your life is aligned, and you'll, God and the universe will start bringing things together and bringing people into your life that will help you with your dream and with your vision, and you won't even know that you're even walking into that situation. That happened to me twice in one day, and all I can say is I'm so thankful, I'm so blessed, and I'm just so happy that, you know, I'm able to experience this and I'm able to tell you these things, because I know it's kind of hard and people lose sight and people lose their vision of what they want to do. And honestly, stop trying to live a life that's not your life. That's all I can say. The best advice I can say is stop trying to live the life that's not your life, and know that every day that you wake up is another opportunity for you to be great, because you don't get to your end point until it's your end point. And when I say that, you have so many chances to be great. Do that before your time runs out on this earth. Make a mark, no matter what it is. People seem to think that you got to be an actress, or you got to be a singer, you got to be a entrepreneur, but at the end of the day, like, to be honest, we need these doctors still. We need these scientists. We need these people that want to hope the environment, the community, and things of that nature. So please don't ever let nobody tell you that you basic. Don't ever let nobody tell you that, oh, you doing a boring 9 to 5 or woo 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 blah blah blah, because at the end of the day, everything ain't for everybody. And I appreciate the doctors who really do their job. I appreciate the scientists, not the ones that's fucking with the weather though, for real, y'all need to chill. But you know, I appreciate all of that. So I just want y'all to understand, like, if those are the fields that you're in and you are trying to be a teacher and you want to help the youth, I say go for it, because all these video vixens and this, that, you want to be on Love and Hip Hop, and like, it gets played out, that gets old. Like, I'm just at a point I don't even watch TV anymore, because I don't like TV. TV is corrupt. You will corrupt yourself watching TV. You'll try to keep up with them. You'll start fantasizing that is what your life is supposed to be, and that's not true, you know. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. And happy birthday to me. And I want to thank everybody for listening, but tune in to the very next episode, because we're gonna get down to the nitty gritty.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.